Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From booster same game parlays to live in game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100, get $100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party, April 1st at 7:30 p.m. SGP will be at the Ice House in Los Angeles, so come hang out with the crew. All the info you need is at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. All right, we're here for part two of the NBA Gambling Podcast after that completely embarrassing read. All right, but it's a great story. I just did a show with Dave Sherpan on Sports Grid, and I was telling him that we got Manscaped as a partner again. He was like, oh, man, I can't wait to hear the story again. He was like, it was a great story when I was in Vegas and heard it, so...
I feel like that's going to be like your thing at parties. It's like, no, tell them the Manscaped story.
Yeah, tell them the Manscaped story. Yeah. Hey, Rael, get on the mic and talk about the Manscaped story.
Darrell, I'm stone-faced because I'm a professional. You know, I've also heard the story like five times.
He's heard the story before.
I've heard the story like five times.
He doesn't have to. All right. Houston Rockets are going to play the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis, -12.5 for the Grizzlies at home. 231.5 is the total. For the injury report for these two teams, you have for the Houston Rockets, Alfred Sengun with an illness, not on an injury report. He's expected to play. Deshaun Tate is out. And for the Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Morant is not on an injury report. He's expected to make his return to the game tonight. Dylan Brooks got suspended for getting his 18th technical foul. Does Dylan Brooks get suspended one more time this season before the end of the year?
Yes. All right. I mean, the odds on the yes have to be like -400.
Yeah, right? I'm positive. Somebody should really, really give us odds on this, but it has to be like -400. He has what? There's like 10 games left.
The thing is, Dylan Brooks, despite how much we hate him and how we think he's a liability, all these BS antics that he's had since Ja went out, they've been winning games. Like, I don't think he's going to stop.
No, he's not 100% at all. All right, so Dylan Brooks out, suspended. Zaire Williams is in the G League. I didn't know that, actually. And Vince Williams Jr. is out for a shoulder injury. We all know Brandon Clark is gone for the year, and Steven Adams still has not made his return to basketball yet.
I haven't even heard any updates on Adams.
At all. So really hope he's ready by playoff time, for sure. All right,
the line actually opened up at 13.5. Adams is out for the rest of the regular season with a stem cell injection to address the PCL sprain. He'll be reevaluated in 4 weeks. That was 2 weeks ago. So he probably might. It's rough.
Reevaluated right before the playoffs is very, 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 very concerning.
He's got to ramp up after that. I'm assuming he won't be back for at least the first round.
And Moses Brown was just out there in the free agent pool, and they had no interest in getting him. All right, cool. Now he's just sitting, wasting away on the Nets. -12.5, opened up at 13.5. I have to say, for everything you say about Dylan Brooks, when Dylan Brooks is out, they are really bad defensively.
They really are. I like the over. I am going to lean to Houston in this spot. It's 12.5. I know the double-digit underdogs yesterday did not work out well at all. In fact, they got buried in most cases. But I do think at the end of the day, I'm going to look to Houston because this team's been somewhat competitive lately. They're not good, but they've been somewhat competitive. Jalen Green and Porter can put on a show. You mentioned how Brooks being out is going to hurt the defense. I do think Porter and Dash or Green could have big games here. Now, Morant's going to be back, probably. Is he going to look fully sharp? I don't know. Will be on a minute restriction? Probably. I'm going to lean Houston here. I like Memphis. I like Memphis as a team just based on their overall roster in most cases compared to where the, you know, this matchup, it's a good matchup for Memphis if they have all hands on deck, but they don't. And I do think that Memphis doesn't have an incentive to run up the score. They're just trying to win games. I can see a situation where Houston is up, actually, maybe in the third quarter. Memphis flips the script, they win the game, but they won't be able to win by enough. I'm going to take the points.
Yeah, I think I'm taking the points, too. I mean, they played Houston this season without Dylan Brooks. They won that game 129-122. Look at
high scoring, and, you know, Houston did enough to cover.
Yep, and you look at the rest of the games they played. They played against the Knicks. That was a win, 115-112, so better there. They lost to Dallas, 137-96. That is horrible. They won against Indiana, 130-112. And then they have two more losses, a 106-103 loss to the Raptors and a 135-129 loss to the Clippers.
So they've covered this number one time since Brooks has been out.
Yeah.
Okay.
One time. I'm on. I'll just take the points. Yeah. Rockets have actually been playing better ball as well. I'll take the points. Yep. Points and over. Yep. I like that. All right. Any props you like for this one?
I got to be on Jalen Green, right? I mean, if I'm picking Houston to score points, I'll pick the guy that shoots the most on the team. Give me Jalen Green to go over his number. I think he's got a pretty underrated shot to go for like 30, 35 in this game. Mm-hmm. But I want to look at Green's numbers over the past week or so because he's half battling a thigh injury, but not really because he had 40 points the game prior. But just to look at Green's numbers here, 20, which is, you know, meh, 7 of 19. Had 40 against New Orleans, 25 against New Orleans. He's had some good games there, kind of hit or miss. Do you like Kevin Porter Jr., maybe a sneaky double-double in this game?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he very much does have a sneaky double-double with just the, you know, the fact that he's going to be handling the ball all the time, especially if Green goes over his points. I like a lot of those assists to come from Kevin Porter Jr. Those two play pretty well together.
I'm just trying to pull up the odds on that.
They don't have the number set right now, but I'm almost positive they're going to shortchange Ja whenever they drop his points line.
Yeah.
What
do you think he's going to play here? Like 27 minutes? Give or take?
I mean, if this is closer than what we expect, he might play more. Like, who says that he has a minutes restriction? I think that if this is a closer game, like we think, he plays more. He ends up scoring just because the fact he's on the court more. I could see him getting 30 minutes in this game. Let's see what.
Nick, I took my Dylan Brooks points over victory lap on Twitter.
All right. So Ja versus the Rockets has 20, 49, 22, 22.
Just like a casual 20. Yeah, it's small numbers, 49, just somewhere in there.
Yeah, you know? And yeah, a random 49 in there. I think Ja has a good game. He comes back. This man's been looking to get back onto the court. And it was really like, it's different when you're injured and you get off. But when you're pulled off the court randomly, it's like, well, it wasn't randomly, but it was random. And like, he just didn't expect he wasn't going to be playing basketball for this amount of time. So
I still don't know what type of counseling he even got. Like, don't carry guns in public. I don't know what counseling he got, but I hope he learned something, I guess. I don't really know, but whatever.
All right.
That's a separate story, but I don't know what type of counseling he'd give a guy like that. I don't know.
They made it seem like my man's was a recovering crack addict.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like they locked him up in rehab for a month to figure out his substance problem. But his problem was just carrying guns in public? Like, what type of counseling is that?
It's like how they did Ritter on WWE, and they pulled Ritter off the show and put him in rehab. All right.
That whole situation with Jaw was extremely odd, but I guess Memphis had to do something for PR purposes, but I've never seen a guy go to counseling for carrying a gun in public. I'm just going to say that. I've never seen that before in my life. Have you?
No, never. All right.
That's a good call by Aaron. He's got a world star addiction. Respect.
Okay. San Antonio Spurs are going to play the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks are laying 17.5 at home against the Spurs. 237.5 is the total. Totals come up 5 points. Between these two teams, injury report, we have, where did it go? Oh, did I click? Oh, man, I hate when I click on the wrong thing. Okay, so
I have the
for the San Antonio Spurs, we have, I got it. For the San Antonio Spurs, we have Keldon Johnson, Jeremy Sochan, who are both TBD. We'll see what happens with there. It looks like Devin Vassell is playing in this one. And for the Milwaukee Bucks, you have Jay Crowder, Myers Leonard. Has he played any minutes? And Goran Dragic all ruled out. How does Myles Leonard have a calf injury? I don't know. Whatever. Goran Dragic and Thanasis all out. So really bench depth pieces for them that are all out for this game. The core starting five is still intact.
18 is so nuts. 18 might actually be the biggest spread that I've seen in a basketball game, arguably ever. Even in some like bad tanking years in years prior. 18? Have you ever seen 18 before? I can't even remember 18.
Cavs had 16.5 against Spurs earlier.
But I'm saying 16.5, yeah. Usually it tops out at like 15 or 16, but 18? I don't think I've ever seen 18 in my life. Besides college basketball. Have you? Just thinking on top of your head, I don't think I've ever seen a spread this high. Having said that, San Antonio lost by 35 against New Orleans last night.
How do you not look past this San Antonio team, man?
Unless the argument is Milwaukee is still competing for a one seed, so they can't afford to look past anybody.
Don't look now, but San Antonio's won the last two meetings, and
they have.
I mean, when you think
about Milwaukee won a game by 18 points.
That's actually a great question.
It's been a while. They beat the Magic by 22, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 straight games they have not won by more than 11. By more than 12. They've won by 12 or less or lost the game in basically 9 straight.
I don't know how you don't overlook this San Antonio team. I just don't know how you don't overlook this San Antonio. And I can think of like so many spots at home where the Bucks have just let the other team cover, like against the Hornets sometimes. I think there was a time with Orlando where Orlando actually did cover that spread.
Detroit's made it a game or two against them. I think my favorite play is just going to be San Antonio team total under. They scored 84 points yesterday. And yes, they're going to be alternating some guys in and out of the lineup, but this team can't score, at least based on how the roster's constructed. Lopez is still trying to pad his defensive player of the year resume. Love Lopez blocks in this game. But I think I'm on Spurs team total under. I don't see them scoring many points.
Yeah, I like that. In terms of spread, I'll just say San Antonio plus 17.5. I don't care.
You know what? Since this is unprecedented territory, I'll have some fun with it. I'm going to lean to Milwaukee. No chance I bet it, but I'll lean that way. I do want to give a quick shout-out, though, to my boy Mamu Kashvili, a.k.a. Mamu Ginobili. He gave out his props yesterday, had 20 points. Shout-out to him. Shout-out to Mamu. Yeah.
Shout-out. Nice call. All right. Any props? You said Brooks blocks. I like that.
How do I not? He's been phenomenal, and he's going for the Defensive Player Award. He's going to try to funnel everything in the middle.
I mean, I'm really... It's like I want to take unders because I think that they could get them out of here really, really quickly. But then it's like this Milwaukee team just be I'll take Bobby Portis over 10.5. That feels safe. No matter what situation happens in this game, whether they're up a lot, whether they're down, Bobby Portis is going to get minutes coming off the bench.
The sad news for Milwaukee, though, is that you can't take any Thanasis props when they're up 40 points because he's injured.
Very much.
Tragic.
Yeah. And so that's hard to reconcile with. Yeah, I'll go with Bobby Portis. That I feel comfortable that Bobby Portis gets minutes in a blowout, or he gets minutes in, I think he can have a double-double too, honestly.
You go Bucks first quarter in this game? What's the first quarter spread in this game? Like 4.5, 5.5?
The first quarter spread is 5.5. The number didn't scare me.
No, I have to lean that way because we know Milwaukee gets off the fast start, especially at home.
Yeah, and Spurs are on a back-to-back plus travel. New Orleans to Milwaukee. That is a long travel spot.
By the way, Bobby Portis points is only a 10.5.
That's what I said, 10.5.
You're saying 10.5, really?
Yes, 10.5, and his rebounds are at 7.5. Let's just load up on Bobby Portis today. I feel confident that no matter what happens in this game, whether the Spurs keep it close or whether it's a blowout because Bobby Portis is coming off the bench, he's going to get them, and he's still kind of working himself back. He missed a lot of time this season.
Portis double-doubles around plus 295.
Yes, I like it. I love it. That might be my, that's very well might be my dog for the day. Like, I think that no matter what happens in this game, Bobby Portis is going to get minutes. And they don't have any interior presence to slow him down from getting whatever he wants. That's my best bet in this game is Bobby Portis. All right, anything else for you?
No, not really. Once again, if you're expecting Milwaukee to blow him out, then I guess you're leaning Giannis under, but he might score 35 and 3/4. Giannis triple-double? You want to make a case for a massive stat padding day?
No, I don't want to make a case for anybody else in their starting lineups props because I have no idea what's going to happen. All right. Atlanta Hawks are on the road going to play the Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves are laying 4.5, opened up at 4, now up to 4.5. 241.5 is the total. That's come all the way up from 228.5. Injury report for these two teams. For the Atlanta Hawks, you have DeJounte Murray, who is TBD with an illness. He did not play. Was that yesterday? Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
He didn't play. Yeah, he didn't play in that game. Jalen Johnson is not playing. They have shut him down. And for the Minnesota Timberwolves, you have Anthony Edwards questionable. Cat questionable to play tonight. Let's see here. It says questionable, but it looks like he doesn't expect either one to return to play the Hawks. He said he didn't expect Edwards or Towns to be back. Then they got ruled questionable. So now there actually is an opportunity for them to play today.
That's why the over's gone up so many points.
Yeah. And Jalen Noel is questionable as well.
So Cat's coming back. Does that actually matter since he has not played since November?
I'm not sure.
Like, people are just like, oh, Cat just doesn't profile. How many minutes is he going to play?
Cat just doesn't profile as one of the guys that comes back and has a crazy game.
No, not at all.
Like, you know, Jalen Brunson came back, had really good game. Who was somebody else that I was like, Kevin Durant comes back and has really good game.
Durant is the all-time king of comebacks.
Yeah, like, it doesn't matter. Like, he comes back and he walks back into what he was doing beforehand. I just couldn't. I think he got 30 points his first game after Achilles injury. Like
he might have. I think he might have had like 25 and like 70% shooting.
Like that's insane to me. All right. I really want to sit here and tell you to take Atlanta. It would be the most Minnesota thing in the world to just go play that all world game against the Knicks and then come home and lose this game.
I am picking Atlanta.
But if I pick Atlanta on the road, I'm going to kick myself.
We have roasted Minnesota's chemistry all season long.
And then you add Cat back into the fold.
You get Cat back. This team
you're right.
Cat.
Okay, we got to take the points with Atlanta, man.
This team was horrible with Cat. I understand that his stats in years past were good. Him and Gobert looked useless together, And now they're just suddenly supposed to figure it out after Towns hasn't played in 4 or 5 months. No, I'm going to go with Atlanta.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. 100% there. Hopefully Murray plays, but 100% there. Yeah, we got to go to
even Atlanta. Edwards, he's coming back. It wasn't a fun injury. Like, that didn't look good. I don't know how comfortable Edwards is going to look. Is he at 100%? Probably not.
Yeah, if he's inefficient in this one, it just opens the door even more for Atlanta. Shams tweeted that Towns is in tonight. Yeah, we can't back Minnesota the first game with Towns and Rudy Gobert after 4 months. Yeah, I'm with you.
Aaron knows. We've roasted the duo of Towns and Gobert for at least a month or two. Then Towns got hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not.
That would be so off-brand for us. Yeah, that's so off-brand for us to just go ahead and turn around and take Minnesota in this spot. We can't do that. We can't do that.
I think it's a good spot for Atlanta.
Atlanta +4.5. And I mean, they have been, I can't take it away from them. They have been winning some games on the road. Both of these two teams in a play-in hunt too. I keep saying playoff hunt. They're in a play-in hunt. And yeah. All right.
I'm assuming we like the over though.
Yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I alluded to it on Twitter. I'm not changing. I don't see the line now, which is all but so telling. Carl Anthony Towns is back as well. I mean, he may get 3 shot attempts. Maybe.
He might force it and take 10, but he's not going to look close to hitting a shot because he hasn't played in a while.
As soon as it drops, I am betting Taurean Prince under. It just, I wish that I've done this
before. What
do
you go, 8 for 8 or 9 for 9?
I don't remember what it ended at. I think it was 8 for 8, 35.
It was 8 for 8, okay.
Yeah, 8 for 8, 35 points. So he missed 2 shots for the entire game.
I think he missed 1 shot in the entire game.
He did.
I think he went 12 for 13. Yeah, he went 12 for 13, 8 for 8 from 3.
Yeah, he missed 1 shot. Yeah, all right. Sorry.
And he had that big layup at the end of regulation.
He's never going to have a game like that ever again in his career.
No.
Oh, I wish I started tracking what the guys who have their MSG moment do the game after. And I might actually put in the legwork to go back and look at that stuff, because it's not hard to find people. Just go to any random Madison Square Garden game. You'll find somebody that showed out when they probably shouldn't have. Yeah, Taurean Prince under. He's not doing that again. When they drop that, I'm betting it. And they'll probably not drop it knowing that I'm going to bet it. Let's see here. I just think that Cat is about to mess up the rhythm for this entire team.
Yeah.
Jay McDaniels' points is at 13.5. Like,
I like McDaniels, but somebody's going to have to lose shots.
Yes. Yes. 13.5, it just seems way too much for him with Cat back in his lineup. And Anthony Edwards coming in. And
Anderson playing. Will take some shots here and there. Connolly's going to take some shots here and there. I agree with you. There's not many shots available for McDaniels.
Yeah, I think McDaniels' line. McDaniels has a higher line than Connolly. Like, I think McDaniels, he's been really, really good. He has. I just don't think he's going to get the number of attempts to get to 13.5. Like, this is rather
somebody's going to have to sacrifice.
Yeah. All right.
And you, by the way, you didn't even mention Edwards coming back. Like, McDaniels not taking any shots.
Yeah, Edwards, Cat, like, there is no room for McDaniels or Taurean Prince to get a lot of scoring in this game. It's really not. All right. I got to sell myself on somebody else other than Trae Young in Atlanta. I think it's John Collins.
I keep trying to want to pick him, and it just never works out for me.
Or do we just wait for DeJounte Murray to be ruled in and then take Murray?
I was going to wait. I think if you want to go for a points option, you want to make a case for maybe a DeAndre Hunter? Maybe?
Yeah.
If you want to pivot?
It'd just be
Capella rebounds because he's matched up on Gobert.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Rudy Gobert's rebound prop has fallen all the way to 10.5.
He doesn't even try anymore.
He really doesn't. And I mean, every day, like every game, I don't bet it. I look at his prop and I see him at like 6 rebounds, and I'm like, why didn't I? Like, why am I always afraid to bet this? But Rudy Gobert is just so much of an asshole that I could absolutely bet his under and he choose to go for 20 rebounds that day. All right. Yeah, that's enough of props. I'm tired of this game. I don't got anything else. You got anything else?
No.
All right, next game on. And before we get to the next game, I got to talk to you about our presenting sponsor, the fabulous WynnBET, because they had an official online sportsbook of Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You have March Madness that you can bet. You can bet NBA. You can bet a whole bunch of stuff over at WynnBET. Sign up today. Receive a special offer. Bet $100. Get $100 limited to state availability. WynnBET win hour from Thursday, each and every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. And the long shot parlay of the week. I need to submit mine. And I think that when I submit mine for today, it's going to have Atlanta money line up there. And there's another pretty large money line that's going to be up there as well. We'll talk about that in just a second, but that's going to be in that parlay as well. And if you hit a longer parlay than I do, $1,000 free credit. Well, not just than I do. You got to hit the longest one of the week, but I'm just assuming that I'm going to hit the longest one of the week because you got to have that confidence in yourself. Got to. So much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to WynnBET.com. I keep wanting to read the old read. WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app. All subject to change terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 20 or older, present state, where playthrough WynnBET available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And we got a couple of watch parties coming up. The Final Four watch party in Pasadena, California, Saturday, April 1st, 7:30 p.m. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. It will be at the historic Ice House, and you can hang out with Sean, Ryan, and Kobe there for the Final Four watch party. They also have a Masters watch party where you can hang out with Sean and Ryan at Stadium Swim in Vegas. And if you win the contest, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golf party, you can win a 3-night stay in Circa to hang out with the guys and watch the Masters. But if you don't win the contest, guess what? You still can get a discount on a room using promo code SGP15. They said that Luka has moved up to probable. I think that confirms that we're on the Mavericks tonight.
Yeah. By the way, Munaf, I'm not taking Capella double-double because I think the points are concerning. I'm worried about a Mitchell Robinson-type game against him where he's just going to run around, grab boards, but not want to test Gobert at the rim at all. So I think I'd rather just take Capella only rebounds and I'll ignore the points. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You saw the same thing with Robinson.
It was like a random shot at Mitchell Robinson there.
Right. It wasn't really a shot. I think, what did he attempt? One shot in that game? Did he attempt a shot in that game?
He got one.
That's what I'm saying. So I'd rather just take Capella rebounds instead of double-double.
All right. Next game of the slate, we have the Portland Trailblazers on the road going to play the Utah Jazz. Utah, it opened up as a 1-point favorite. It is now up to 4.5. 234.5 is the total. That's come up 2 points. Injury report here. Anthony Simons is out. Jeremy Grant is out. Nazir Little questionable. And for the Utah Jazz, Lauri Markkanen is questionable with the back injury. Jordan Clarkson is out. You know, Colin Sexton is missing an extended amount of time. All right, Dame said he doesn't plan on being a part of a rebuild. Well, that's very much true because this isn't whatever's going on in Portland is not a rebuild. It's just strictly bad basketball. But we have the Utah Jazz here as a favorite of 4.5 points. What are you doing?
So I know historically speaking, you blindly fade Utah, but I can't do it. I actually bet Utah on the overnight. I got them at 3.5. I got them at 3.5. At the end of the day, Portland has done nothing to suggest that I should trust them in any situation. I don't even care if Utah is that bad as a favorite. Portland sucks. Simon is not playing. Grant's not playing. It's just Lillard, Nurkic, and what, a little bit of Cam Reddish in there? This roster's horrible. I would have considered taking Portland if Simons or Grant were playing, but they're not. I got to go with Utah. Utah's been good lately. They are competing for a play-in, so they're competing for something. You can make an argument Portland is still trying. No, they're not. They're just not trying. They've lost 6 straight. 5 of their last 6 were by double digits. They're not even close. In the last 5 games, they have the worst defense in the league and the 3rd worst offense in the league. The only hope they have in this game is if Lillard goes for 50. And even if he goes for 50, there's no guarantee they win. I'm taking Utah. They ended up beating Sacramento in a nice win last game without Markkanen. Markkanen's supposed to be back in the lineup for this game because he was a full participant in practice yesterday. So Markkanen's back. Supporting cast has been good. I really, really like Agbaji, by the way. looked really good against Sacramento. Guy can shoot. He's solid. I'll take his props. I'll get to that in a second. But I am going to go with Utah. Portland, you can make all the quotes of if we go on a run or something like that. Your team has rolled over for the last 2 weeks. Give me Utah. I like how they've played, and they're very good at home.
Yeah, so shout out to all of us that cashed Agbaji props when I gave him out last time out.
Guy's very good call. Agbaji.
Yeah, we got him. We got him at 2.5 threes at plus money.
What do you have, like 28 points in that game?
27, 5, 6 threes. I think he was 6 for 10 from 3 that game. So
they weren't even hitting rim. Those threes were just pure.
Yeah. However, oh my gosh, this is the ultimate letdown spot. You just beat the Celtics and the Kings, and now you're getting Portland.
I get it, but I want nothing to do with Portland. It's one of those where I'll sacrifice profit because I can't imagine my hard earned money going on the Trailblazers at right now. I just can't. I had to go with Utah in principle.
Give me Portland to get it done, man. Dame 50-piece game is loading tonight.
You might as well just combo it.
It's going to be double, Why would I ever take a Portland, any type of Portland game without adding Dame's props on it? Like, no way.
My expectation is Portland, kind of like what Munaf just said. Lillard goes for 50. His team's down double digits. He walks off the court in the fourth quarter and he just ends the season. Just doesn't come back for the rest of the year. A mic drop 50-point game.
I'm getting Utah as a 4.5-point favorite. This is a letdown spot. This is such a letdown spot.
I got it at 3.5, so I just feel better about it.
You just beat the Celtics and the Kings at home, and now you're playing Portland. Come on, how do you get up for this game? You don't get up for this game. They don't get up for this game. Nah, you don't. I wish I was getting somebody else, but for Portland. Some other type of scorer, but maybe Cam Reddish has a legacy game today.
What's a legacy game for Cam Reddish? 15 points?
20.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Anything else? Lillard 40 points is plus 160. Disgusting. Lillard 40 points and Portland to win 4-1. Lillard 45 plus points and Portland to win 820.
Okay, there we go. That's it. Because 40 isn't enough. 40 is not enough.
No, he needs like 50 if they're going to win this game.
Marketing can give you 30. So 40 is not enough. He has to get to at least 45.
Yeah.
Yeah, 45 and a win plus 820.
I'm trying to see if I could find a better alt line. Probably not. No.
That's it. Because the Jazz fold this spot. How many times have we seen these teams that are fighting for the play-in because they're still a bad team? These teams are fighting for the play-in, but we have to remember they're fighting for the play-in because they're bad.
I'm hoping the home crowd can limit some of the look-over potential, but we'll see. Once again, I took it overnight because I knew this line would go up, so I got value on it automatically. But I do think Utah, they really should win this game. It's the fact that Portland has not just lost, they've just no-showed the last week and a half. They haven't even tried.
This very well might be their last win of the season.
It could be.
I'm calling my shot. This is, wait, so we got Chicago, OKC. We got New Orleans against the road. Okay, that might be their last win of the season. And then you got two back-to-backs against Sacramento. Minnesota's in there. They might actually have a couple more wins in them this season. All right. Whatever. I don't care. Call my shot on Portland tonight. Let's see here. Any other props you like for this one?
I like the over for everybody, so not really. I know Nurkic actually played well last game. Maybe if you want to make a case for Nurkic props? He's the second option on the team.
I don't know, because Walker Kessler is looking like defensive player of the year.
I kind of meant more for a Nurkic rebounding or maybe an assist option.
Oh, yeah. I could do that. There was one point, I think it was during the bubble. It was one point where I was betting Nurkic over 4.5 assists every day and it was cashing.
That might have been
a long time ago, too. That was 3 years ago. But he does have that in his skill set. I will admit that. He has it in his skill set to make plays with the basketball and get the ball to his shooters.
Well, you mentioned it before, but I got to bring it up again on Agbaji threes. I can't go against Agbaji. He looked incredible.
Yeah.
I want to look at his last.
I wonder what's the. Do they have him out yet? I wonder what it, no, it's only Lillard props. That, no, wait, Lillard. Okay, so Abaji. He's at 13.5 points right now. That's way up from where he was. Is nope, that 2.5 threes is still plus 120, man. Let's do it again.
Reading off the last couple of games, he had 6 last game against Sacramento and 6 for 10. Had 4 against Boston. Went 1 for 5 against Miami, but he played 29 minutes. 2 for 7 against Charlotte. 4 for 8 against Orlando. I would bet 4. I would bet an alternative of 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to see what that price is. I mean, that's probably going to be a decent price. I'll throw that in a parlay.
All right.
What is it at? 4 plus is plus 340.
I like the Kessler's blocks angle too, Reggie. That's a good angle. Because Portland sucks. What is this blocks at? 2.5 minus 105. I would have liked to see some plus money there, but like minus 105 isn't a bad price though.
Are you blindly taking Lillard threes because you have Kessler and Olynyk going under screens the entire game?
Yep. I mean, if they go over the screen, he's going to get to that 50 really, really quickly. So
or under. That's the problem.
Yeah,
Lillard,
like he's going to score either way. He's going to cook them on a pick and roll. So, yeah. All right. I'm putting that. That's in my win bet long shot parlay. That Portland plays in that bit, that win bet long shot.
I think
parlay.
The Agbaji one will be in mine. I'll throw it in. I'll parlay that with like Josh Hart double-double or rebounds or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Last game of the slate, we have the Phoenix Suns traveling to Los Angeles to play the Los Angeles Lakers. Suns opened up minus 2, now down to minus 1. 230 is the number here. That's up from 227.5. Oh, wow. This line movement is an indication of anybody reffing this game. All right. For the Phoenix Suns injury report, we have Kevin Durant. You know, he's still out. DeAndre Ayton is still out with that hip injury. So, Bismack Biyombo, Torian Craig in the starting lineup. Josh Okogie, also with Devin Booker and Chris Paul in the starting lineup. For Los Angeles Lakers, Anthony Davis is probable. He's going to play. Mo Bamba and LeBron are still on IR. So, same lineup that the Lakers have been deploying. And if you're wondering about the line movement in the side and the total, it is because Scott Foster is refereeing tonight.
Is there a reverse line movement, or is a lot of money just coming in on the Lakers?
Well, no, you know, everybody just, it is a lot of money on the Lakers. It's 97% of the money. Okay. It's 52% of the bets is on Phoenix. 97% of the money is on the Lakers. So it is a lot of movement on the Lakers, but it's probably on there because everybody sees that Scott Foster is reffing tonight. Mm. I actually don't think I can remember the last time Chris Paul has won a game with Scott Foster as the ref.
I want to look this up. It's been a while. So, I mean, if you want to count loopholes, they might have beaten them while he was on the bench because he was injured.
Yeah, possibly. I'm curious to hear it. I'm actually curious. That's really insane. Like, it truly is unfathomable to me how one player versus one ref has such a bad record. And you feel like it's okay to assign that ref to his games again.
So just to be clear, by the way, does that also apply to the regular season, or is that only playoffs? Because Chris Paul has lost 14 straight playoff games with Scott Foster as his ref.
That's insane.
I'm trying to think if it's 15, because this is from 2022. So I don't know if there are any games after that, but the playoff numbers are horrible. I don't have regular season numbers in front of me.
I mean, even if without the regular season numbers, just to know who in 15?
That's so funny.
That's not real. That's not real. This is a simulation.
It's hilarious.
This is a Simpsons skit. This is not real. Like, either way, this game means a lot.
14 straight
man.
Playoff games is so dumb. Yeah. I'm going to lean to the Lakers. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I hope the Lakers miss the play-in. I'll laugh extra hard if they miss the play-in, but I'm going to lean to the Lakers.
Lakers have been playing good ball. The Suns haven't covered in their last 5 games. Is that since the KD? Are those the five games since?
I mean,
the
Booker
KD
dropped 46 against the Thunder on Sunday, and they still lost.
Which game was it? Yeah, that is. That's the five. So in the 5 games since the KD injury, They are 1-4. Yeah, 1-4 straight up. 0-5 against the spread. Wow. So they just reverted. They did exactly what we said they were going to do. And I think we've actually faded them on a few of these games. But
they kind of have to, because if you think about it, they traded away two of their better role players to get Durant, and Durant can't play.
Durant's
they just
not
lost
here.
Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson for nothing.
We're on the Lakers, man. We got to be on the Lakers.
I'm on the Lakers. Well, if I lose a Chris Paul game against Scott Foster, I'll live with it.
Huh. Yeah, no. So, and what's even crazier is I told you about that. If you haven't seen that referee about Donaghy or whatever the heck his name is,
Scott Foster was mentioned in it several
times. Yeah, he was definitely mentioned in it. And then they said that it was hilarious. And I was laughing because they said some refs have like biases against players. And they showed Scott Foster and then immediately went to a camera angle of Chris Paul. Like immediately went to a camera angle.
Well, the main reason why they bring it up for Donaghy was because he had a thing with it was either him or Joey Crawford that just despised Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
I forgot which one, but
and they were calling,
I think it was Donnie.
And they were calling, like, it was one game that they were calling a travel on him every, like, a double dribble every single time he got the ball. And basically
that was when he was in Denver,
the
and they got killed.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Lakers plus one. Lakers, yeah, Lakers. I got to be on the total. I got to be on the over. Scott
I
Foster,
still like Booker over. Booker's going to get his. That's not going to change.
There's going to be so many foul, like there's going to be so many free throws in this game.
Yeah. Oh, you know Scott Foster is going to be on full display. He's going to be on everybody's television.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of free throws. I'm on over.
That's why I like Booker over, because I just think Booker's going to get to the line a lot.
I agree. And Anthony Davis should get to the line a lot, too. Anthony Davis has been selling recently.
That's the problem I have. Like, I would easily pencil in AD.
But he's going to get to the line this time.
Scott Foster's
better. Gonna make sure he gets to the line. He's gonna make sure he's gonna have 12. He's gonna have 12 made free throws in this game. I'm calling it. He's gonna have 12 made free throws in this game.
If Davis was any other player, I'd assume he scores like 35. But I don't know if it's mental. I don't know what the story is. It looks like he just takes games off.
This is it. This is it here. He's gonna have. He's getting 12 points from the line. I am confident about that. He gets 12 points from the line. Over 25.5 for Anthony Davis -135.
Okay.
All right. Anything else you like in this one? I mean, we can go down the line. I think you could take random players' points and be pretty good in this one.
Do you take Chris Paul under points? Gets into foul trouble 3 minutes into the game? You know he's going to get at least one offensive foul for trying to draw something. And Chris Paul hasn't exactly been a great scorer this season anyway.
Last 10 games... What has he been doing scoring recently? 12.8 points. I'm reading down the game log. 18 to 11, 11, 18, 16, 11, 11, 16, 14.
I see 11 being kind of where he finishes.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the last 10, he's gone under that 14.5. And now you get Scott Foster. All right, I can buy it. -110, I can buy it.
I don't have much else. Ayton, I mean, do you think,
he's out.
I can't trust Ayton, but
he's out.
You know, he has done well against the Lakers in his career.
He's out.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Yeah, he's out. So, Biombo rebounds?
Yikes. Yikes.
That's what I'm saying. You're really reaching. I forgot Ayton was injured. Sorry. Yeah, Biombo rebounds maybe, but he might get into foul trouble a lot too. Biombo does foul a lot. So does Landell. I agree with you. I think AD goes to the line like potentially 15 times in this game.
Yeah. And Vanderbilt over 7.5 rebounds.
Okay.
Vanderbilt double-double. What's his double-double price?
I don't mind a Kogi threes.
Vanderbilt's at +490 for a double-double tonight? Oh, yeah. All right, Vanderbilt double-double +490.
I don't mind a Kogi three.
Who did I say I like for a double-double really earlier? Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis, Jared Vanderbilt double-double parlay.
Okay. My issue with Vanderbilt's the points, but I like the rebounds.
At one point, they start game planning for AD, and he drops off to Vanderbilt a couple times. That's how it happens. All right. Let's go. That's it for this one. Before we get into our lock and dog, I got to talk to you about Manscaped one more time. Am I telling you the story again? Absolutely not. Go back to part one if you want to hear the story again. But what I will tell you about Manscaped is just more about the products, because I'm wearing the briefs. I'm wearing the briefs right now, and they're like mad comfortable. I wouldn't say it's not like a pouch. It's not a pouch, but it's like everything feels like very secure down there. So briefs, very, very good product there. They have the toner and the reviver, crop toner and reviver in that performance package four, so that, you know, you just take the reviver and say you've had a long day, might have been hooping at the rec, or you might been, you know, been at work and come back home and you want to, you know, get something going for dinner. Just take the reviver, hit three squirts in the pants, you're back in action, good to go. That's all you need. All right. I can't get over that beard hedger, though. The fact that I don't have to change the guard to get the length that I want is amazing. Like, that is amazing. They have, like, six different lengths on that beard hedger. I really, really, really imagine the really, really like the beard hedger. So, get 20% off and free shipping with our code SGPN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Promo code SGPN.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, Scott. It's lock and dog time. There's a lot that I like, honestly. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I might have to give out a bonus. I'm going to give it. Okay, so let's do.
You want to do a lock, dog, and a prop?
Yes, there we go. That makes me feel better, because I it's just some stuff I have to get on. All right, so lock. Let's go to. Dallas has moved to a minus one favorite, just so people know that what that new line is. For the lock, we have to go to, man, that Wizards team is really bad. That Wizards team is really bad, good. Man. Give me Denver minus seven. That's my lock. That Wizards team is bad. Denver still got something to play for. We go Denver minus seven on the road. For my dog, We gotta fade them. Atlanta plus 150.
Yeah.
Atlanta plus 150. All right. And for the prop, I'm going to Bobby Portis. Just load me up on Bobby Portis. And I it's one prop, but I'm betting the double-double at plus 295. I think that's what I said for that price, plus 295. So give me his double-double, 10.5. 7.5 for the rebounds, 10.5 for the points. Bobby Portis, regardless of what happens, I think Bobby Portis is still going to be on the court. So,
yeah. For me, looking at my options here. Okay, so starting off with the lock, I think I'm just going to go straight ahead and go with a player prop, actually. I thought about going with an over in the Golden State game now that Luke is officially active, so that definitely was a possibility. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to trust my instincts, and I'm going to go with the guy that I mentioned before for a potential double-double. I'm going to go with Josh Hart rebounds. I'm going to take him over 6.5 at minus 110. Looking at his last couple of games against Miami, these are the rebounding numbers. So they played earlier in March. He had 7 in 33 minutes. But to go through the numbers here, 7, 9, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12. So he's had at least 7 rebounds in 6 of the last 7 meetings. And I think that he's going to have to battle on the glass. So give me Josh Hart rebounds. I think he'll play 30-plus minutes, because you want to make a case that he's the third most impactful player on this team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with Josh Hart over in rebounds.
I think definitely more. I really, really think that an adjustment that probably should happen that will never happen is Josh Hart into the starting lineup over R.J. Barrett.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the closing lineup basically is, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. RJ does not play closing minutes.
Yeah. So I'll go with Josh Hart rebounds. He's been very, very active on the boards, and against Miami, he's going to need to be. So I'll go Josh Hart rebounds there. thought about an over in any of these other games, maybe a Toronto team total over. For my dog, I am going to... Yeah, we got to do it for the jokes. Give me Atlanta money line against Minnesota. We've roasted Minnesota for too long. You know, we got to just keep it rolling.
Yo, it's just like clock. We picked up right where we left off. It's been 4 months, so we're picking up right where we left off.
Because we roasted the combo anyway, and Towns hasn't played since November. So he might look completely rusty.
Oh my
Edwards is coming back. Is he at 100%? Probably not. So I'm not sold on Minnesota. Plus, they scored 140 last game. I'm just expecting law of averages to come back where the Timberwolves can't hit a three-pointer to save their lives in this game. Mm-hmm. Give me Atlanta on the money line. And for my prop for the day, I'm going to go back to that Utah game. I mentioned it before. I'm going to take Agbaji threes.
Yep.
It's plus money. I got to be tempted by it. If you want to go for four plus threes, it's plus 340. If you want to go for three threes, that's what do you say it was? Like plus 140?
Over 2.5 is plus 120.
I'll take the plus 120 on 2.5.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's the exact same line and number that we got. I think it might have been plus 130 last time. And
it's
so,
six threes last game. Like he's played extremely well.
Yeah, I love it. All right, Scott, anything else for people before we get up out of here?
No, well, a lot of games we like on the card. I'm sure we'll have a bunch of parlays. Hopefully one of them hits. But, yeah, besides that, not really much else to add. Manscape your landscape. I'm out of here.
Landscape your manscape.
It's landscape your manscape or manscape your landscape?
Landscape your manscape. Yes, that is it.
Okay, so just to be clear, that makes absolutely no sense.
Yes, it does. You landscape your manscape. What do landscapers do? They landscape. What do you have? You have a manscape. You landscape your manscape.
I figured the point is, though, that manscape, you know, you take care of it, but landscape is an actual, like,
No. Property. Landscape is actually... No, because you have landscapers. And what do landscapers do? They landscape. Yeah. No, it makes completely... It makes 100% sense.
It might work either way, but I personally think that manscape your landscape makes a little bit more sense. But the point is, yeah, they got ball deodorant.
No.
I'm going to end it on that.
I get what you're saying. It could be both. Let's just go ahead and save both here. Whatever. Okay. Forget it. All right. Also, Munoz adds that it is a revenge spot for the Hawks because the Wolves did just come in and destroy them in Atlanta. So, all right. Hey, yeah, we don't really have anything else. Everybody, if you are, what do we have? 61 people in here. Go like the video, like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. If you're not listening on YouTube and you're listening to the podcast version, you can still go to YouTube and like the video. Help us with the algorithm. Help us with the reviews. Leave reviews. Some may say you're a coward if you don't.
I'll say it.
All right. And follow us on Twitter at SGPNNBA. All that other good stuff. We will see you again tomorrow with Munoz and Delonte on Thursday slate. Me and Scott will be back Friday. We have weekend shows as well. So catch you this weekend. I'll see you on Sunday. Scott will see you on Saturday. Other than that, I have nothing else to say, nothing else to do. No other way of ending the podcast like this. Do not forget about the Taurean Prince under. We are out of here.
Basketball.